Blog Talk Radio.
Planted because you could go back on the footage if you could even find it anymore, and you know they showed where people were laying those bricks.
They were literally putting those bricks down in different spots in different cities, you know, so people could pick them up and and vandalize things.
Right. So. Right. And then there were the footage, and I haven't seen it, that Tucker Carlson got of January 6th that was declassified.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so anyway, so we'll see where this goes. There's so many other things that are going on in this world that are so much more important than that. So what about the shooting?
Yeah. Which ones?
Well, yeah, I mean specifically, you know, the one in Tennessee. And I guess a bunch of liberals there are, like, literally attacking the Tennessee Capitol. They're like, literally, like, if you look at this video, I can show you, but you guys can't see it, but we can see it. Lunatic liberals storm the Tennessee Capitol demanding for the end of the Second Amendment. So while they were in session in Tennessee, people started storming through the Capitol. So, and, you know, if you know what's going on, maybe you don't. I don't know. Most of our listeners, I would hope that they do, but... And thank you to our listeners. Our ratings really are through the roof. We love it. We know there's a lot of podcasts out there that you can choose. We're glad that you choose ours. So, you know, we know that they want our guns, right?
Well, throughout history, what did all the dictators do? First thing they did was they took the guns. And that way the people couldn't defend themselves. And that's why the Second Amendment is there. It's not to hunt deer, as Andrew Cuomo would say. You don't need 10 rounds to hunt to shoot a deer, you know, with his New York City accent.
Right.
You know, the Second Amendment is there to protect the First Amendment, which is speech and freedom of religion and freedom to gather. That's why the Second Amendment is the second. But it's also there to prevent a tyrannical government from ruling us the way King George ruled us before we got our independence.
Yeah.
And it's a God-given right, just like all the Bill of Rights. They're not something that the founders made up.
Mm-hmm.
These are rights that we had that a tyrannical king took away from us, and they wanted to make sure that these things never got taken away again.
Mm-hmm.
But you look through history, and the first thing that all these dictators do is they take away guns. And then after they've taken away the guns, they start killing everybody that opposes them. Millions, you know, Stalin killed, what, over 20 million Russians, you know, of his own people? You know, Hitler, almost 7 million Jews, you know, plus anybody else that was against him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them. So.
Yeah. So there's that, and then, of course, on to a totally different subject, more train derailments going on.
Oh, yeah.
Which the news is not, I mean, they're talking about how, oh, the COVID emergency will be over in May. It's like, why are we waiting until May? Why are you ending it in May? That was just kind of like you would get COVID in a bar if you stayed till after 12 o'clock, but at 11:59 you could chug your beer and not get it.
Right.
So, you know, what are we waiting for? So more train derailments. There was one in, where was it?
Yeah, nitric acid.
In Minnesota. Yeah, in Minnesota. Raymond, Minnesota. Large fire cars carrying ethanol.
Ethanol, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. They're really, this is within. This is not just happening by coincidence. I mean, we're talking about, like, close to 30 train derailments now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all with poisonous substances. Come on.
Yeah.
In the history of our lifetime, there hasn't been 30 of them.
Well, ethanol is highly flammable, but that's what you drink. You know, it may have been a Jack Daniels train or something like that.
I don't know. You never have to get but it's making quite a fire.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the nitric acid, too, that train is leaking all over the place. And that's some pretty nasty stuff, nitric acid.
Mm-hmm. But if you heat your coffee in plastic cups, you could have a little bit of plastic with your coffee.
Right, yeah.
You know, that was a new study this week, which, Do we really need a new study to tell everybody that drinking out of plastic is poisonous?
Right, right.
You know, even if you buy BPA-free, I mean, you can't use that forever because it does break down.
Yep, yep, and eventually the bottom will fall out of it and you'll be wearing your coffee in your lap.
Yeah, right. So, you know, if you're going to drink out of water bottles, you know, buy stainless steel ones. They might be a little bit more expensive, but...
Or glass or ceramic or something like that, you know, and drink your coffee out of those instead of the plastic cups.
Yeah, or anything. You know, I mean, it's good to have a water supply with maybe cases of water. That's different. But I'm talking about drinking out of plastic every day, every day, every day. You know, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, and, you know, and it makes sense. These, like, cardboard, and I'll call them cardboard cups that aren't really plastic. They're cardboard. But they're lined with plastic, and that's what they're talking about. It's falling off, and everybody's drinking it and ending up with tons of plastic in them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure the pop cups, too, are exactly the same, except it's just not hot liquid, so
yeah.
It wouldn't leach as much.
Well, I mean, of course, they're drinking out of aluminum, which is toxic to the brain, too.
And aluminum pots and pans.
Yeah.
Think about that. A lot of them around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, there is a way to detox from heavy metals. And, you know, like I say this every week, you can use a zeolite, which does help detox heavy metals. And it does help vaccinate. It helps vaccinate you. No, it really doesn't. It helps with the detoxification from vaccines. No, you cannot detox mRNA, but you can detox the other crap that's in there. So the website to go to purchase that is Hope.
HopeHealthTheGoodInside.com.
So it's Hope, H-O-P-E, HealthTheGoodInside.com. Their products are fantastic, especially their greens. If you don't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, their greens are grown in greenhouses, so they're not exposed to the outdoor elements. Definitely worth the money. You know, people think, oh, well, it's too expensive. Well, guess what? Pay now or pay later. Put down your Starbucks and your Tim Hortons for the week and buy yourself some of that instead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So now that there's something here, and I tried to get to it, Epic TV, but they wanted me to subscribe, which I wouldn't do. Dr. Malone, dangers of the spike protein and how to detoxify yourself from it. Like I said, I tried to get to it, but
I mean, there are different ways. You know, you could – hibiscus tea is one. Dandelion tea.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and, of course, that zeolite. But, again, you cannot detox mRNA. Once that's in your system, it's a cellular level, and you're screwed.
Yep.
You know, and they're trying to put this stuff in animal feed now, and they're trying to vaccinate. I mean, for God's sake, they're trying to vaccinate bees. I mean, really?
And chickens.
Did God not know what he was doing when he made these animals?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you ever see a bird out there worrying about getting vaccinated from COVID?
Or
stop.
The bird flu? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, stop it. You know, so a lot of it's bullshit.
So here's another one. The federal agency warns users to upgrade their iPhones as soon as possible. So there is an upgrade. I upgraded mine, you know, pushed it through manually to 16.4 is the new iOS. So I guess there was a bunch of security holes that your iPhone was wide open to attack from the Chinese.
Oh, really? So that means
yeah.
I got to do an update on my tablet?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see any notification for that. It's probably in there. I just don't pay attention to it. I should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figure at this point of the game, they're tracing us. It is what it is, and that's life. So if anybody, we're going to be the ones that are screwed. So whatever. I don't even see our guest yet.
No, not yet.
He's supposed to be calling in, so... Whatever.
Yeah, I don't see. It just means we keep on talking here.
Yeah, we just keep on talking until they call in. But speaking of guests, we have got some awesome guests coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually booked all the way until, I think the end of May, if we secure that one last guest. But we've got, let's see, we've got a lot of them. Next week, personally, I can't wait to have next week's show on. Geez, I'm in the wrong. I don't even know where I am here. We're going to have activist and author Paul Payton on. And this guy is hysterical. I honestly, God, can't. He calls himself the average guy with above average amount of give a damn. That's how he says. He's written a couple of books. And I can't wait to have this guy on. And, you know, he's basically talking about how the government is a joke and, you know, what we can do about it. So I can't wait to have him on. I'm really looking forward to. And then in the following week, we've got on a state representative from Idaho, actually, and he's going to give us some information about what's going on out west and what it was like for him to be a senator for three terms. So that's going to be pretty cool. Then we've got on, I don't know, it doesn't matter what week, I'm just going to tell you what we've got. Scope of Erie County coming up. We've got Loud Majority of Long Island that's going to be on. Who else, Dean? There's so many. It's booked all the way through. So, yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Nope, our guest still isn't in.
All right, well, we'll wait. And if not, we just keep going.
Then at 8 o'clock, we go to break for 4 minutes.
Oh yeah, so Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bill that miraculously recovered after being brain dead for 10 minutes and, you know, never really came out publicly to speak. I guess he met President Biden at the White House.
Oh, wow. So two idiots, huh?
It just cannot.
Good. Did they have anything to talk about?
No.
Two brain dead guys?
I don't know.
And you know, everybody knows what we think is that he actually did die, and what's out there now is a double.
Or
a body
something
double.
Of it, yeah. I mean,
tattoos don't match up.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of evidence when you start looking at it.
Yeah. I just saw a news flash come through. I guess 39 people died in a Mexican migrant facility. That's pretty sad. In Mexico. So in a fire. What a horrible way to.
Oh, that's right. That's the one where they started the fire. They were in a house provided by the TSA or something, you know, or ICE or something like that, and they didn't like it, so they caught the place on fire and they ended up dying.
Oh, they did it to themselves?
Yeah. But then the other people that died too is two Black Hawk helicopters.
Yeah.
Collided in Kentucky. They were. It was at night. They were using night vision goggles. Probably the Chinese, you know, hacked the night vision goggles, made them not work, so they ran into each other. And nine servicemen gave their lives. So we've got to send our prayers out to those families, those nine families that lost their loved ones in those two helicopter crashes.
Yeah, maybe they knew some inside information. God only knows. I mean, that's where your mind goes now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they must have known some inside information. So, you know, I mean, I know there's accidents, but it's so hard to not think of that there's something else to everything. But so here's an interesting story. I want to talk about a little bit with New York for a second. The whole thing with the quarantine camps. So she filed an appeal, and I guess they're wiggling their way, they're rewording it, so that the original lawsuit did not state that they can quarantine in a general hospital. So that's what they changed on it. So now it's worded that they can quarantine in a general hospital. And I guess tomorrow they actually have a meeting at 10 a.m. about this.
I thought General Hospital went off the air.
No, it's actually still on.
Oh, it is?
I think it's one of the only soap operas that's still on.
Isn't Days of Our Lives or...
Days of Our Lives. I used to watch Days of Our Lives. I watched it in high school, and I watched it all the way up until I knew better. I'm like, I can't believe I used to watch that stuff. You don't know what you don't know.
We used to call General Hospital General Testicle because everybody was back 30, 40 years ago. Everybody was fruity or everybody else.
Oh, I know. It's so bad.
It's so
toxic. I mean, soap operas are as bad as Tic Tac, seriously. So I guess what they're going to do is they're looking at this case tomorrow, and the quarantine camp issue remains on the emergency adoption schedule at the Public Health and Health Planning Commission meeting. So that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. It's not open to the public, I guess. Or is it open to the public? I don't know. It doesn't really stay in here whether or not it's open to the public or not. But either way, they've reworded this thing so that they can file the appeal. And basically what Bobby Ann Cox did doesn't mean anything anymore because they reworded this, and now they have the appeal. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and, you know, the problem with this whole thing is they're using our tax dollars to file the appeal, pass this unconstitutional law, you know, where they get rid of due process, illegal search and seizure. They violate, you know, not only the New York State Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
And because they want to just lock people up that they don't like,
mm-hmm.
and they can lock them up for any reason. You know, my nose is running a little bit because they've sprayed a lot, and all of a sudden I'm a menace to society.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I don't know where they are. We're supposed to have on the Chautauqua County, Patriots for Chautauqua County tonight, and neither of them have called in yet.
Yeah, so, I don't see them.
Nope.
Just us.
Yeah, so we'll just keep hanging out and updating everybody on what's going on. So what did I send you in Telegram this week? Because I always like to send you stuff on Telegram that we're going to save and talk about.
I'll have to look. I can grab my phone and turn it back on and look. Let's see here.
Oh, geez, I didn't put the wrong date on that event page, did I? Oh, God, I have the wrong page on the event page. No wonder. That would be why they're not calling.
Well, you gave them the wrong date?
No, I put the wrong date on the event page. Did I? No, I didn't. Oh, I did. No wonders. Oh, my God. Well, that's my bad.
Mm.
So we'll see if they can call in. That was my bad. I wonder why that did that, why it didn't change. Because it initially said Friday, and I went in and changed it. Well, either way, anywho.
Let's see. What have we got
going on? Oh, okay, he's going to call in, so he says he's going to call in. And that was my bad. That's the first time I've ever made a mistake with the time.
A cup of coffee.
See what happens when you do things too late sometimes. I know, you know, I'm close to perfect, but not 100%. So what were you saying?
Well, you sent me, the last one you sent was the coffee may contain thousands of microplastics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then you sent me another one that is veto-proof because I guess they got a majority. Idaho lawmakers pass a bill to allow execution by firing squad. I'll bet.
I don't know. Do you think that's really true? I mean, that's pretty guillotine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, if they were going to do me in one way or another, I don't think I'd like the lethal injection. You know, the death by firing squad, you've got like 10 guys shooting bullets into you. You're not going to live through that, and it's not going to hurt. You know, these guys are all good shots. They don't just have hacks. They can barely hit the paper when they're target practicing. So, you know, I think that, you know, since it appears as if they're a capital punishment state, and it's my opinion that the reason that crime is going nuts is because there's no consequences for anybody's action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in New York State, you commit a murder or a rape. You know, then in other states, you'd be you die of whatever, or be life in prison, and they let you out on bail reform. So, you know, since there's no consequences for your actions, who cares? Lawlessness. There you go. New York State lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you have here?
You're looking on Telegram?
Yeah.
I sent you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else happened in New York this week? They did a whole bunch of stuff that they passed in legislation, a bunch of dumb stuff. I'd have to go back on my email there. That was a long one. But they just keep hammering it and hammering it. And they're not allowing any Republican bills to be voted on until after the budget passes. But they are voting on Democratic bills, right?
Right.
So the budget was supposed to be done by, well, they only go through session Monday through Thursday. And so technically it's supposed to be done by April 1st. So, and I haven't heard a word on whether or not the budget has gone through, passed. We have no idea. Let me see if Dan is on there yet. Can you check the switchboard over there?
Sure.
And see if he's called in yet. Oh, there he is. Yeah, so we're going to bring him on right away. So.
Well, in 7 minutes.
Huh?
Well, it's 7:57. We've got to go to commercial at 8.
Yeah, we'll bring him on.
We
get him introduced, and I think we covered pretty much most of the news. I mean, there's always, we could go for 3 hours covering the news as far as New York, but we'll bring him on and we can talk more about New York. So, are you there, Dan? No, that's not him. What happened to him? All right, we're still waiting for Dan to call in. He was there and then the call dropped. So, all right, well, either way, we'll just keep going until he gets a charge on his phone.
Yep.
So what else did I send you?
Immunization education module. Immunize Utah. The exemption paid from completing this module is only
No. That's to write an exemption. What I did send you about what Utah did this week was Utah passed a law that there cannot be any mandates ever put in place of any sort, whether it's masks, whether it's vaccines. In other words, you are an adult. You get to choose for yourself what you want to do with your body.
Lordy, lordy. Single. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And another interesting article was the U.S. has the lowest life expectancy of all the G7 nations.
Yeah.
See, I wonder why that would be.
Right.
The worst diet. We allow high tensile power lines by our house. Our medical system pushes only pills, and that's about it. There's Dan.
Yeah.
There's Dan.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, you got him?
Hello.
Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show. Just a reminder, you are live and nationwide, and there is a slight delay when we're talking because it is live radio. So I apologize for that screw-up with the date or with the day. When I went in to change that with Facebook, for some reason, it didn't change it. And nobody noticed this except for you.
Yeah.
No worries at all.
As I scrolled up a little bit further, I noticed
that it originally
was scheduled for Thursday.
Yeah, our shows are always on Thursday. But no worries, it's being recorded and it'll be put out on Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, iHeart, and what else?
Apple iTunes.
Oh, Apple. Yeah, I always forget the Apple. So we'll be able to have it on and recorded for you so that your group can listen. So we have live with us Dan from the Patriots for Chautauqua County. So, and I don't know, I think you know that Dean and I are area leaders and board members for Divide New York, and your region is actually one of
your county, yeah.
Yeah, your county
in our region.
Yep. So we love Chautauqua County.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, we love Chautauqua County. So we are going to have to go to a first commercial break, unfortunately, and when we come back, we're going to bring you on. You're going to tell us about your group, and we are going to talk about New York State and what great things you guys are doing down in Chautauqua County. All right? So you
All
just
right.
hang on the line. We will be back in 4 minutes, guys. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Hang tight. We'll be back in four.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, we're back.
We are back.
All right. So, Dan, I'm so excited because we love George Borrello, first of all. He's a personal friend of ours, and you guys are so lucky to have him down there.
Yes, personal friend of mine as well.
Yeah, he's fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your group, how your group got started and why it got started. Well, we probably know why it got started, but tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I started this group up, I would say, let's see, elections were in November, so right around February about this year. Basically, I got really involved in politics last year, obviously, through all the fray of shifting going on in New York State and across the country through the Biden administration. I tried getting some good politicians to represent us up in Congress and a couple across the city and the county legislature, and a bunch of it just really backfired. I attended meetings with Western New York Freedom Seekers and the Tea Party Patriots locally here in Chautauqua County. And a lot of what they said had made perfect sense, but I didn't see too much of the movement in the elections. They were more so like bipartisan. They didn't want to get too involved in sponsoring any particular representative. So that's a lot of what got me into doing this. Originally, I was going to run for office, but after talking with the wife, we decided that right now isn't the best time for that. So I started this group hoping that I could get more people involved, not only in just helping people run for a candidacy, but involved in them running themselves, because the problem that we have is too many of our elected officials across this state, across this county, across this city, and across this country are not doing anything they're supposed to be doing. They're just doing what every other elected official has done for the past 40 years, and none of it's getting us anywhere like we were supposed to be when this country was born. So my goal is to inform voters, to educate the non-voters, and get more people voting. As most people know, across New York State in the governor election, only one-third of New York State voted for the governor election. Regardless of who they voted for, it was only one-third total population of voting-aged adults. So I think that a lot of my mission right now coming into the 2024 election will be trying to find more patriot citizens that are willing to run for office and get them more knowledge about what each position holds, whether it be committee or school board or the city council or the county legislature, and propping them up in a position where they can get on the ballot and actually campaign and take them seats to represent the people that actually want the representation. I've gotten, for the last year and a half, people messaging me day and night about all their issues across New York State. And, you know, I sent them to the different resources. I've sent them to Divide New York. I've sent them to the New York audit team. And really it's getting us nowhere because all the politicians in office that can actually make the change aren't trying to make the change. We need to change that. And the only way we could change that is from the ground up. We can't change it from the top down. So that's the fight right now. In between politics season or...
I would definitely agree with what you said about the politicians. You know, when I started early, when I started out early on, I didn't know better, and I thought that it was going to be the politicians that were going to fix everything. And it's the absolute bipolar opposite.
You know,
it's going to be the people that have to take the charge.
Too often, you know, and I agree with you, you know, these guys get elected into office, and then they do what they want to do. They cease to represent the people that sent them there. And a perfect example is Chris Jacobs. You know, NY27 no longer exists, you know, because we lost population in New York. But that was, at the time, the most conservative congressional district in the state. And here he came out, you know, and yeah, he was a lame duck. He knew that he wasn't going to run for re-election. And he came out with gun control laws. You know, since when does that represent the conservative voters in his district? And, you know, these guys, that's the problem. They think they know better than we do.
Right.
And, yeah, we know better. We just won't elect them anymore.
Right, exactly. And I think that was all a ploy, honestly, to get Langworthy in office, because Langworthy sat at the top of the committee for ages and has, in my opinion, personal opinion, failed to get us anyone that could actually do something to fix this state, which is why, you know, Divide New York is out and gaining momentum every day, which is why New York Audit had to sit down with all their volunteers and go through rolls after rolls of election information to find all this fraud, because our committee isn't doing a damn thing to represent us. They just want to keep digging in our pockets and not providing results.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been election fraud for years. This wasn't just the presidential election. This wasn't just the last 3 years of COVID. This has been going on, and I have assemblymen and senators that, you know, that are on the good side that can literally back that statement up by saying there's been election fraud for years.
You think back, 1902, Tammany Hall, you know, vote once, vote often. You know, that was, you know, 1902 in New York City. So it's been going on at least that long.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had the New York State audit on our show a couple of times, and, you know, I'm planning on probably getting them on again at some point. And, you know, and I think it's great what they're doing, and, you know, I hope it's successful. The question is how we're going to get there to make that happen, you know. And it's the same thing with Divide New York. You know, it's the people that got to make that happen. People bitch all day long, oh, how come this hasn't happened yet? How come it hasn't happened? Well, because the people have to do it.
You know, or it's a good idea, but it'll never happen. You know, it's a good idea. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. You know, there's a group on the 17th.
That's quite a bit of what I get. That's quite a bit of what I get here, and mostly a lot of my work's done locally in Jamestown. I try and branch out to other areas throughout Chicago County. I've done a little bit of work in Cattaraugus County. My wife has relatives out in Olean, so I do a lot of talking out there as well. But that's what I get a lot of the time is, oh, well, my vote don't matter, so why should I vote? Well, that's a big part of the problem when only one third of the state is voting.
Right.
Yeah, they said a bunch of years ago, I think it may have been 2016. No, that wouldn't have been right. It was, let me see, 22, 18, 14, 2014 election. If the 6.2 million gun owners got out and voted against Cuomo, he would have never been governor.
100%.
The problem is, you know, you need people to get out of their living room chair, out from in front of the TV, and go and vote. To outweigh all the fake votes that these guys are making up.
Yeah.
And honestly, my work in the Hispanic community here, most of the people from Puerto Rico don't even know that they can vote.
Oh. Well, are they citizens?
So that's a big issue right there in itself. Like I registered a good 40 people from just talking to a group of five.
Hmm. Oh, and I was going to tell you, Dan, if you're going out to Olean, there's a great group out there. They meet the third Monday night every month. They're called the Right Thinkers. It's the old Tea Party group from Cat County that they've renamed themselves, and they're down in Olean, and they probably have 150, 200 people every third Monday night at their meetings.
So now what I notice a lot about the local meetings here is it seems that they, like, don't put my words exact, but it seems like it's more of a community chat night for them than actually let's get out and do something type deal. Like, a lot of them went down to the protest that was down in Albany a couple months back. But for the most part, when it comes to hitting the streets and, you know, getting real results, all I get is a bunch of, well, I've got this going on and I've got that going on. Well, as long as you've got something going on and this isn't important, you really can't complain about what the elected representatives are doing. You have to prioritize your importance. I mean, you could ask my wife. There's been quite a few different arguments about how much time I put into each election season. I was working 18 hours a day between my full-time job and then getting right into politics and doing meetings and going and seeing people and hitting the community, getting people out to vote, you know. So, like, you have to put in the footwork if you want to make change. You're not going to make change just by sitting around crying about it on Facebook or Twitter or anything.
Oh, yeah. I agree. You know, and the thing with COVID is there were so many groups. You know, there was a few groups that existed before COVID, like mine with 3NYS. There were a couple of groups that, you know, still existed. But after COVID, there were so many groups. I mean, hundreds of groups branched off, you know, into their own little world. And the thing with that is you can sit behind a computer all day, just like you can sit in a garage, but you can't make a car. You know what I mean? You got to do the work to get to it. And I was really into the rallies and all that stuff in the beginning, too, until I realized that, you know, I was screaming into a megaphone and not getting anywhere. You know, I needed to actually get down to, you know, grassroots movements and, you know, starting to spread the word. That's part of the reason why we started the radio show, you know, because we wanted to reach more people because it just wasn't reaching enough people. So, yeah, there are a lot of groups. And there's a very few of them out there that actually get results. You know, and that's what we need. You know, we need all of these groups to kind of get together into one big group. And, you know, like there's this one large group that has 44,000 people in their Facebook group. And I'm like, if every single person in that group would ask for the resolution for the divide movement, I mean, my God, we'd have it done.
Right.
Yeah, actually, one of my co-founders, Seth, he goes by Viticus, but he has a different last name due to, you know, social media silencing and all that. Also, my last name isn't really Basevich, but due to social media silencing, obviously, we go under different names. But he has a group that's got a few thousand people in it that don't do anything. I mean, we've done supply runs for the homeless at least twice a month, every month, or every month for the last 3 months. And these supply runs are primarily funded by a few people that continuously donate. And, you know, if everyone got together and did just a little bit more, we wouldn't be doing supply runs. We'd be having buildings built for these homeless to sit and have a residential address and get cleaned up and get their act straight and get a full-time job and be off on their own again, which is what they need. I mean, I know a lot of them are addicted, but in Jamestown, we don't even have an interim rehab facility. So, like, they give them a 3-day detox, send them right back out on their streets and say good luck. So if these people got together and put in $10, $15 together combined, it would total up really quick, and we'd be able to answer all the issues that our community complains about with no issues at all. And it's getting to that point that is extremely frustrating in my books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So what is your group – like, give me an example of one thing your group is working on right now that's in close to your heart.
What I was trying to work on – we got the election coming up. Obviously, we got local elections coming up. I was trying to get some people to run for the committee. I want to say that you guys shared it a couple months back. They did committee member training 101, and I can't remember. Oh, that was the Fredericks Foundation. But in that training, they mentioned something that, like, definitely hit my heart is, it's the committee that puts the politician, that puts the person that wants to run on the ballot to be voted for. And if we don't take over our committees, we're never going to get a good politician. We're never going to be able to fund a good person to run.
Yeah.
So
that's
one big thing for me and the school boards because, I mean, I don't know how many people know about it. Jamestown about 5 days ago had a big, huge fight right outside the high school. The cops were called. The cops were there for 2 days monitoring. Them same kids were fighting 2 days later, and two of their parents got in a fight and ended up stabbing one of them to the point where he was mercy flighted out to Hammett. So, I mean, like, we can't change this if we're just going to sit and let the same people sit on the school board that's more worried about what stupid insignificant project they're going to do, like a satanic club after school.
Oh, I know.
They seriously let the students vote on whether or not to have metal detectors at the doors while these students are bringing in knives all the time and BB guns and all that other crap that I keep hearing. I mean, I got a kid that goes to high school. I keep hearing about these kids getting suspended and, you know, having lunch detentions and stuff like that for the stupidest little things that if the school board actually got involved in what the students are doing and starting to work on that instead of working on all this other stuff that doesn't make much sense. Electric school bus. What happens to electric school bus in the wintertime when it runs low?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and they already passed that whole gig into law. So,
Right.
I agree.
That starts at the school board. It doesn't start at the Senate. Law doesn't start at the Senate. It starts at the school board for the schools. It starts at the assembly at the committees, or not the committees, the legislators, and then assemblies for the state. Everyone looks towards the Senate and towards the Congress to do a change. Well, how about we look towards getting people in the positions that start them laws and debate about them laws and debate about this funding and that funding, and then work our way up. You change
part of the problem
with structure, you change who's in the top.
Yeah, part of the problem with the school boards is they allow teachers, they have to be from a different district to get elected to the school board. Well, it's all the same teachers union, it's a statewide teachers union. So you've got, the school board in Jamestown and, a teacher from one of the other towns is on your school board. Well, it's the same union, and here they're negotiating with their own union that they're a member of for wages and benefits. It's craziness. For some reason up here, the political parties will get involved in the local elections, but they don't get involved in the school board elections.
Right.
And when you look at your taxes, the school budget is 2/3 of your property taxes. So, of course, you should get involved. That's been a fight that I've been fighting for quite a while now.
Yeah, I can't even get into school taxes on property taxes. It's insane. I mean, your kids are out of school for ages. I mean, you got great-grandkids that are in school, and you're still paying school taxes? What's wrong with that picture?
There was a guy that was running against Brian Higgins for Congress, four years ago. And one of his things was if you were over 65, you no longer had to pay school tax. And the only person I know that's had a kid that's over 65 was Mick Jagger. He had 71. He had a kid.
Right.
So, yeah, he should pay school tax.
Right.
Well, that's just, even
right.
if, like, in 2019, when they kicked the 26,000 families out of school, and people chose to homeschool, we still had to pay taxes, even though we were kicked out of school, and we homeschooled. We still paid taxes. In addition to, some people pay close to $7,000 a year to homeschool, depending on, what you do and if you send to co-op, in addition to school taxes. So you could be potentially looking at a $15,000 school year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, my wife's aunt does homeschooling with her child. It's ridiculous, especially in New York State. Like, I've got a bunch of friends in Texas. That's actually where I started my political run was Jameson Ellis was primarying Dan Crenshaw last congressional election. And that's what got me heavily into politics. Dan Crenshaw being U.S. Navy SEAL and all that, I'm like, oh, he's got to be a great congressman. And, during the whole J6 crap when our soldiers were camped out in parking garages. He delivered pizzas to them, and I'm like, you delivered pizzas, but you didn't put them in a hotel? You're a congressman. Make something
All right.
happen. You know, these are the people that are standing up for you. Not, you know, they're not there to stop a BLM riot or there to protect a river or a statue. They're there protecting the congressmen that were in the office that day. And you're
yeah.
going to give them pizza while they're sitting in a parking garage on cots. Come on.
Right.
So
right.
that's what got me involved in my buddy Jameson. I know him during the BLM riots. I became a huge police supporter. I was one of three people, my wife being the second and her friend being the third, that did a pro-police standoff at the local police station here in Jamestown during the BLM riots and all that. But I got into a Facebook group and worked my way up to level two moderator. And he was one of the leaders of that group, but he told me he was running. I jumped right on board with getting Crenshaw out of office after the whole little pizza incident. And that's when I learned a lot more deeper about politics and got me extremely involved.
Yeah, you know, going back a little bit, you are correct. You see, the committees, what they do is they control the endorsement. So, you know, if the committee is corrupt, then they're going to be endorsing, you know, corrupt people to run for office. Mm-hmm. And the committee is also a machine. You know, you've got, you know, tens, you know, 20s, hundreds of people going out. You need a certain amount. In New York State, you need 5%. You know, if you were running on a Republican ticket, you need 5% of the registered Republicans to sign a petition to get you on the ballot, and then you've got to win the election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, these committees, they've got a lot of people, so they endorse who they want. And then all these people go out and get the signatures that the guy needs. So,
example is New York 23. I mean, we had Rich Moonpain for people to go out and collect signatures. We had Carl Palladino from Buffalo paying people
mm-hmm.
to go out and get signatures to get on the ballot. And then the committee came through. After Jacobs dropped out, Langworthy jumped in last minute and one day had all of his signatures, and the committee came through and wiped all the other candidates out like they were never there.
Yep.
That's
so,
the power of committee, and that's why we need people that care about what's going on in our political atmosphere right now between quarantine camps and all the money that we send out of country, but we can't send any money in country, and all
yeah.
this other federal litigation, Second Amendment rights, go on. I mean, the censorship on social media, the crap we got for news. If you want all that changed, we got to take over the committee so we can put people that will change it in office and use the power of the committee. The committee gives out a lot of the funding. The PACs back the committee funding. I mean, it goes right up the list.
Yeah, about 15 years ago, there was an organization called Primary Challenge. And what they did was they had a blueprint on how to get on a committee and to, you know, and how to get your signatures and how to do it. And their goal was to have groups take over these committees. I really don't know how successful they were. But there was a group, and they were actually going around doing committeeman training and things like that.
Yeah, the Fedrick Foundation is doing that right now. They just had another one not too long ago, another committee number 101 training. They were supposed to do advanced training on it. I don't know if they're going to do it after the elections or what's going on. Last I knew, it's too late to enter the elections right now. So there was that as well. So right now I'm aiming at.
It's actually not too late to get into the elections now. The signature process closes on Tuesday. So if you've got a small army of people and you can get your 5% of the people that are registered, you can get on the ballot at this time. Now, later, there are a couple other ways to do it. You've got opt-ballot, which is where you create, if you don't want a primary, you know, say on the Republican or Democrat line, or conservative or working families, so there's only four parties that are recognized in New York State. You could do an opt-ballot, which you could call it the Jamestown taxpayers, and form a political party. Then you need 5% of all of the vote registered voters, so it's a lot more signatures. And you start 3 weeks later, and the people cannot have signed another petition. So you can form a political party and get on the ballot that way. And that will not get you on the primary ballot. It'll get you on the general ballot. If you want to force a primary, there are ways of doing that too.
Yeah, right. As I said, I got a group of about 200 some odd members, give or take. Maybe it's in the 100s now because I did a lot of purging not too long ago. But I get 60-some views on a post I put. I don't get a like. I don't get a share. I don't get a comment other than by the few dedicated people. So I want to aim over the course of the next 2 years to try and make a change in that and try and get people to actually engage and start planning this ahead of time. I had someone come up to me last week saying that they want to run for school board, but they're not even registered to vote. I'm like, you're not going to form a base without even having a voter record to primary
right.
anybody, because they're going to use that right off the bat. They're going to say, this person's never voted. Why do you want to vote for them? That's the first
right.
attack they're going to do.
You're exactly right.
So you got a plan. You got a plan on how you're going to beat the candidates that are in office now, that have been in office for God knows how long.
Yep. And I don't. Yeah. Dan, just hold on. We've got to go to commercial. We're actually a couple minutes late. So D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. So we will be back in 4 minutes.
Look, you took my job.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, "I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport." Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. Except he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, "When was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period?" Whenever someone gets hooked, they go broke. I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, "Why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building?" He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, "Well, good luck getting your unemployment." He said, "I don't want to die from getting Rona." I told him, "Don't worry, you will die from the Rona gene therapy." What a rude. You really have to be a stupid if you think you need the same gene therapy every 6 weeks to stop a disease that has a cure rate of 99.9997%. There was a guy that got the Rona vaccine. He died in about 10 hours. The doctor said it could have been much worse if he did not get the gene therapy. How much worse would it be than death? If the CBC going to arrest you in your next life? Is God going to say I was going to let you into heaven? But since you did not get the anti-human gene therapy, you have to go see the big guy downstairs? There is a big thing with liberals now. They say there is no such thing as gender. Seriously. They say I hate gender. How do you hate gender? It is like saying I hate numbers. All numbers should be the same. These liberals. They think that men can now get pregnant. Yes, it is true. They think Donald Trump just banned men from getting pregnant. But Biden somehow legalized men having babies. These jokers think seriously that eggs somehow can chase down sperm and get them pregnant. Liberals also say there are over 1,000 genders now. My only question about all these new genders being made up as we speak. What do these new private parts look like? I just want to see what these other parts look like in case one replaces my junk. On the planet I live on, you either have a hole, or a hole puncher. But the liberals say now if you are comfortable in the private parts you were born with, you are a bad person. Why would you spend your life hating yourself because you were born with or without junk? They call it being cisgender. They think if you have a hole puncher, and are not sad about it.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Unless you're Dan and it's Friday. No, just joking, Dan. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I was responding. I'm getting a few messages, so I was responding during the commercial.
Oh, okay. So did you? Did I see something in your Facebook group that you guys were planting trees? Was that your group that I saw that in?
No, it's our Victory Gardens project is something that we were hoping to already have running, but obviously New York weather is completely contradictory. Raised bedding to grow produce in, and you know whoever participates in this activity, they'll be able to harvest whatever produce they need for themselves, and then everything extra will be going to senior citizens and this homeless shelter and the soup kitchens and stuff like that locally. And the reason we came up with this idea was a bunch of, you know, senior citizens complaining about the cost of produce at Walmart or Tops or even Save a Lot and the quality of produce. I don't know how many people don't grow their own, but if you're buying from Walmart, I've been working produce for about 4 years now, it doesn't last nearly half as long as it used to. So that brought about the Victory Gardens, and, you know, we were originally talking about going around and, you know, digging up people's lawn and planting a garden for them, but in this area, natural soil is very rocky, and it's not very taking to even flowers, so instead of battling to get their lawn ready for an actual garden, we thought it might be easier to just build like a maybe 4x4 little raised garden bed with put in the soil and start the crops. They water it, they tend to it, and they take the crops, and whatever else is left over goes to people in need.
I've got property down in Great Valley, and the poor farmers surrounded by 150 acres of farmer's field, and every spring he tills it up before he plants, and it's like half rock and half dirt, and that's where I go and grab a bunch of bigger rocks, and I call it my rock garden. Every third rock has fossils in it, so I guess that proves that this whole area was underwater at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's real tough. And then up on Grand Island where I live, that's all clay. That's just a lump of clay sitting in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
And
So
my garden there, I take all the leaves, all my compost from the whole year, and in the spring I till it in, wait a few weeks, and then plant.
Yep. Yeah, I've been living in the same place for 9 years. I have a rather huge backyard, but I just keep bringing every year all the leaves right to the back and letting it go. I was hoping on this year starting a garden back there, but then we started with this Victory Gardens idea, and I'm kind of liking the idea of raised beds a lot better because I could move it as needed. Wherever the light's going to be, I could have the light in it.
Yeah, I think it's really important with what's going on to learn how to grow your own food, and be self-sufficient. Because there may come a time where, we don't have access to grocery stores or, not that we want to really think about those things, but it really is a reality.
Well, and the way I look at it, too, is when you're growing your own, you know what's in it. You know what fertilizers you're using or not using. I prefer natural fertilizer, leaves, grass clippings, the table scraps, but no meat. And, that I put in my compost bin. And, all that stuff gets tilled in, and I have a pretty nice garden, vegetable garden every year. My biggest problem is the things that eat my vegetables besides me.
Right, right, yep.
Tell us a little bit about
one of the ideas we were having with our garden beds was to actually be about 4 foot high with thing and bracing basically like walls that are fenced in to keep all them things that are eating it out, because that's a lot of issues with flower gardening that I've had here is the deer love the flowers.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. And then I think I had a problem with like mice eating my pepper plants and my broccoli. I trash picked this bird cage and the wires are like maybe half inch apart, and I took that and put it upside down over my peppers and my broccoli, and something chopped those down and ate them and dragged them away. And I don't know what the only thing I could think of would be mice, mold, something like that.
Okay, so changing topic off of gardens, give me an idea of what your legislator meetings are talking about there, the Chautauqua County legislator meetings. I know that you guys go to them. Give me an idea of what they were talking about at the last meeting.
So the latest meeting Seth went to, and he was telling me that with my work schedule and everything else I got going on, I haven't been able to attend any meetings. But he was telling me that they were talking about a new hospitality tax, which will increase the taxes of the local hotels and whatnot, which, in turn brings down tourism, which is what they're fully funding through the county legislator. I mean, we just got, $5 million put into the Riverwalk project to put in some lights. We got, four or five kiosks at the county center that run about $200,000 a pop. Like, if we're going to be funding tourists, why are we going to make it cost them more to stay here for a day or two? And that was a big, big talk from the people that were there, to stop overtaxing the small businesses here and getting them to shut down, so we're the corporations that don't care about the little extra funds come in and soup out.
Well, if this budget passes, a lot of people in New York State are going to get surprises on their taxes. because they're talking about, you know, across the board increases in a lot of areas, including electric, cell phone, internet.
Ammunition.
Right.
Between 2 and 5 cents a round.
I mean, come on, you got to have your name tatted on each piece of ammunition now.
I know. Yeah. And so, I mean, but you guys, I mean, Chautauqua County, they've, in Cattaraugus County, they've fought back about a lot of the issues. You know, they were fighting back about the masks. They were fighting back about vaccine mandates. So, you know, I think you guys are, you know, people don't realize that outside of New York City and outside of the immediate city proper, Buffalo and Rochester, most of New York State is conservative. You know, we don't want this crap that they're dishing out.
Yeah, and that's the issue is, you know, so many people in the inner city are dependent on the government that has no problem giving all of our tax money to them. So they will continuously, without thinking, without knowing the truth, believe everything that they say, and, you know, the Republicans are going to outright ban abortion, and they're going to make it so where anyone and everyone can have a gun and all this other crap. I mean, why are they worried about people that are legally owning guns when the people that are illegally owning guns are doing more shootings than the people that are legally owning them?
Yeah, right.
So,
exactly.
Like, I mean, they post all these active shooters, and granted, my heart breaks for these active shooter situations and these people mowed down for no reason whatsoever. But if there was more people standing in the tops, for instance, in Buffalo, if there was, you know, constitutional carry, there would have been way more than enough people walking through that parking lot. Seeing that guy walking through with an AR to gun him down, no problem. The only death would have been that guy.
Yeah.
But
instead,
let's battle guns are bad and not worry about the illegal guns that are running around on our streets. I mean, JPD is arresting probably 2-3 people a day with an illegal gun that has been stolen out of someone's residency because for some odd reason they're not carrying their pistol, nor are they locking it up inside their house. I don't know. That's a whole nother legislative conversation that I've been battling back and forth on. But if these people are illegally owning the guns and still going out and shooting, what does it matter about the people legally owning the guns, in my opinion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like any other country that isn't allowed guns, you know, Australia, China. Look at what they're doing. I mean, in China, what they were doing during COVID, they were literally taking people out of their houses and throwing them in quarantine camps, you know, and they can't defend themselves, you know, and here, you know, if we have our guns, you know, they don't like that. We can defend ourselves.
Right. And
exactly.
You know, if you belong to the NRA, you get a monthly magazine, and they've got, like, the true stories, you know, about, you know, the grandma that's packing that's gone in church, and there was an active shooter, and she took him out. You know, these are all the stories that you never hear about on the news. You know, you hear about the active shooter, and a mass shooting, by definition, is 4 or more people. So there's a mass shooting every day in the inner city. They're all slaughtering themselves in the inner cities.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about, you know, the person that's legally carrying that takes out a guy that could be an active shooter. You just don't hear about that. Or the people that are sitting in their living room watching TV and some thugs come busting through their front door and they shoot them. You just don't hear about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, occasionally you'll hear about the strong arm robbery. There was one not too long ago here in Jamestown where they finally got indicted on charges of having the illegal weapon. Again, that gun was also stolen from residents here in Jamestown or nearby, and they kicked in an old man's door, pistol whipped him, and robbed him. They were later on caught and charged and all that, and the courts are finally taking care of that. Hopefully, it'll probably be just like every other thing in New York State and not get very far. But if more and more people would stop paying attention to the news and worrying about taking out the guns and start paying attention to themselves and worry about being able to defend themselves, you won't be hearing these stories every day.
Yeah, there was a joke that was going around, you know, through email about, you know, I had the laziest gun in the world. I loaded it and set it on my table on my front porch, and, you know, the UPS guy came by, the mailman came by, the neighbors came by to borrow some sugar, and this gun, it didn't do anything. It just sat there, loaded, cocked, ready for action, but it didn't do anything. So it's not the guns, it's, you know, the people. And you take away all the guns, next thing you know, hammers will be the next number one weapon, or knives, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These people are intent on killing people, are going to kill people one way or the other. They're not, you take away all the guns in the entire country and only give guns to the military, these people are going to come out with bats, they're going to come out with knives, they're going to come out with hammers, hatchets, whatever. What are you going to do? Get us to the point where we're throwing rocks at Goliath or something? I mean, my buddy Chad, actually, he does a Substack every now and then, which is basically like a published written work, and he wrote something on how the gun legislation is going in. Said basically the same thing, you know, is it going to get to the point where you're going to need a federal license to carry a rock?
Right. Right, that's just it. I love what somebody just sent this to me during the show that's listening, and she says, you may not like guns, that is your right. You may not believe in God, that is your choice. But if someone breaks into your home, the first two things you are going to do are, number one, call someone with a gun, and number two, pray they get there in time. So how true is that, right? So if you had your group, let's just say you had your group, entire group, sitting in front of you right now, because we have about 3 minutes left. You have your entire group sitting in front of you right now in Chautauqua. Maybe you have the Free NYS group. Maybe you have the Divide group, a whole bunch of groups in front of you, pretend. What would you tell them, and what would you tell them to make an impact on what they can do, and what words would you leave with them?
The same thing I've been preaching this whole thing. If you go through my my group feed, it's the same thing I've been preaching. We need to take over the small local governments. We can't. Everyone's complaining about the big government. We can't change the big government until the small local governments are in place to change the big government, because everything starts from the ground and it works its way up. There's no trees that start with the leaves and work to the roots. You want to build a tree, you want to make it strong, and you want to support the Constitution, we need to stop sitting in our house. We need to stop making up excuses. We need to talk to our neighbors. We need to talk to our friends. We need to talk to people at work, at church, at school, wherever you are. You need to preach politics like it's a religion to make change, because that's the only way change is ever going to happen. We're not going to make it happen by just voting red. We're not going to make it happen by voting Republican all the time. We're not going to make it happen by voting independent all the time, or voting for the best candidate that sounds good. We're going to make it happen by getting the local people that care about the issues locally into office to start making changes as the tree grows up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an old saying, all politics is local. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. Too much in the past, I mean, God, since the 90s, politics is taken out of school. God's taken out of school. This taken out of school. That's taken out of school after all these movements. And nobody's learning from that, from them experiences. I mean, just last year they canceled a bunch of history exams because of some war that was offensive. I mean, we learned from that history to make changes, to keep the changes going. You know, and until people care about enough to stop worrying about being on Facebook for 4 hours a day or watching their favorite TV shows or going to this and that game, we'll never have a change. You have to get out there. You have to get involved, and you can't be afraid of what friends are going to disown you and stop talking to you because you're political.
Yep.
Really good.
You know,
good stuff.
Eisenhower at the end of World War II, when they were when they saw the concentration camps and you know the terrible things that went on there, he told everybody take pictures because one of these days they're going to write this out of history. And now you know the Holocaust is offensive to the Muslims. They don't want it to be taught anymore. You know, well, to me, the Muslims are offensive.
Yeah, everything's offensive now, if you ask.
Yeah.
I was just reading today that they're trying to point the whole recent Tennessee school shooting on transgenders trying to start a civil war because they're feeling like they're not being socially accepted. I mean, you got transgenders in fifth grade. What type of social acceptance are you looking for? These people don't even know what their organs are supposed to be, and they don't know whether or not they're supposed to be playing with toy soldiers or toy Barbie dolls. And,
right. You
know, no one really cares what they play with because they're only 8 years old, you know? And that's what all this is about. Come on now. And this is what social media and mainstream media just keeps pushing. We got to be more socially accepting. We got to stop caring about everyone's feelings. Well, we need to start caring about the truth, because when you don't care about the truth, that's what's leading to all this other crap.
Yep.
Fantasy's made for stories.
Yeah, and what
fantasy's made for stories, you know. The truth is there's only two. You know, you're born with it. What can you do? Like, 15 years ago, you know, there was a counseling for that. Now they're saying that, oh, well, we should be supportive of it. You don't get supportive of people that want to shove their finger down their mouth and throw out their dinner because they feel like they're too fat. You know, you get medical attention for them. So
right.
Is that next? Are we going to be like, you know, go ahead and purge as much as you want until you die?
So we totally appreciate you being on the show. We appreciate you being on the show tonight. We'll be sure once we have this up that we send it to you so you could post it in your group. So we have about
awesome.
50
Thank
seconds left. So tune in next week to D&D. When we have on that famous author, book writer, that's going to be on. And listen to all of our podcasts. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Freedomizer Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Apple, and
that was it.
iHeart Radio.
iHeart, right.
Yeah, see, we always miss one, don't we?
Yep.
So, Dan, thanks for coming in tonight. Thanks for doing what you're doing for New York State. We totally appreciate everything you're doing and your group. Keep up the good work. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. You guys have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.